Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, of course, weddings are a time of huge excitement, and for those people who are asked to be part of the wedding party, it's a huge honour. But what if you just can't afford to meet the demands, especially with the cost of living crisis that has everybody so concerned? Well, there's a piece in today's Irish Independent by Katie Byrne on this subject, and it's prompted a huge reaction on social media, so we decided we'd talk a bit more about it. And the question really is, how do you turn down the job of bridesmaids or groomsmen without ruining relationships or causing problems, perhaps, in friendships? Well, to help us with this, we're joined on the line now by etiquette expert Tina Cormarianis, and thank you very much, Tina, for joining us this evening again. What are your thoughts on this initially? You know, is it ever okay to turn down a bridesmaid's offer if you're financially strapped, or is there another way around it, do you think?
No, I think it very much depends what's on offer. If you are a bridesmaid who doesn't have a lot of cash, and especially if that wedding is abroad, I mean, your friend, since she's asked you to be bridesmaid, should know you well enough to know that you may be strapped for cash if it's going to be an expensive trip and, you know, hotel accommodation. Now, obviously, if the bride and groom are going to pay for the whole thing, that's a whole different ballgame. Mm. You know, you're going to have to spend a few bob on maybe the dress or something. But if they're not contributing in any way, and you really don't have, I don't even care if it's in Ireland, if you don't have the money, you know, you could be getting into a lot of debt over this. I know my daughter has been invited to 5 weddings this year because, of course, for the last 2 years, there's been no weddings.
Yeah, well, this is the problem, isn't it? I think a lot of people are getting the wedding invitations through the doors that have been delayed for the last couple of years. And then you might get a whole lot of them coming together, which if you're short on cash already or have a lot of expenses coming in, as a lot of us do, it can be problematic. So the problem here really, Tina, is that you don't know, do you, at the outset, what the bride is prepared to pay for, because different brides and different couples will pay for more or less depending. You know, some pay for the dress and the shoes and 2 nights in a hotel and all expenses associated with, and others don't do all of that. So can you ask up front, do you think? Well
I think
oh God, that's an awful conversation. But how do you ask up front?
It is an awful conversation. But 2 things, Sarah. I mean, if she is a good friend of yours, and she's supposed to be, unless she's got no friends in the world that she's asked you to be her bridesmaid and she knows nothing about you, yes, I would say to her, you have to be honest about these things, because if you try and pussyfoot around it, it'll be a to and fro sort of thing, and you'll end up having to do it and feeling very bitchy about the whole thing because it's cost you an arm and a leg. Mm. If I was asked, I would say to her, listen, I don't know whether you know, but over the past couple of years, I've been really strapped for cash. I'm saving for a mortgage or a whatever you like, or my rent has gone up. And, with all the prices and, if I won the lotto, I'd be the first on the plane or the train. Okay. But I just really, really cannot afford it. And, she would admire you for being honest and not, making up ridiculous excuses. And also, it gives the opening for her to say, well, actually, we were going to pay for your hotel and your this, that and the other. In which case you say, oh, throw your arms around her and say, oh, you're so kind. Well, then I'd love to. I really didn't want to have to say no. But you have to say no, because I know somebody who has been married for 3 years and is still paying off their first wedding.
Oh my God! Well, Tina, that is just ridiculous. Can I ask you, in your experience, who's worse at expecting the bridal party or the groom's party or whatever the case may be, the guests at the wedding? Who's worse at expecting people to fork out? Is it the bride or the groom?
It's usually the bride. Grooms, you know, they're more interested in the stag party than the wedding, I think. I think the bride thinks, this is it. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be, you know, this is my big day. Yes, it's her big day, but it's not the bridesmaids or anyone else's yeah. big day.
And can I
they're
just
coming
ask
along.
Him? Can I just ask, Sarah, why did you expect that?
We see there is an inbuilt problem here, isn't there, in that, like, Cormac's question is totally loaded from a gender perspective, because the fact is that
I
women
agree. I
yeah,
agree
but women who go to a wedding generally do have more expenses. You know, they do things
why,
to their
though?
Bodies that men don't
but
do
I,
when
why?
It comes
isn't
to tan
the,
and hair and makeup and
Hang
shoes
on, this,
and
this
dresses.
This is the crux of it. I mean, from an etiquette point of view, from a cultural point of view, from just a common sense point of view, that person who's paying off the debt 3 years later, it's just stupid, really. Can we not all just say, look, pipe it down a little bit. We'll all have a great day no matter what, but we don't need the extra expense.
I would agree with you 100% on that, definitely.
He's going to
but
be insufferable now,
girls.
Tina. Why did you say that?
There are girls. No, there are girls who, you know, they've been waiting for this moment all their lives. Now, I wasn't one of them. Hence, maybe that's my outlook on life. But, you know, to get yourself into debt, why not put it into stuff you actually need down the road? This is one or maybe 2 days in your whole life, or maybe you're married
multiple Sarah.
Times. But you know, it's one day. Is it worth getting into horrendous debt? When
Hold
you,
on,
you
just
know,
to
you
be clear, I'm not
fun.
Arguing for people spending a whole load of money on a wedding. This is a separate question about what happens if you are the bridesmaid or part of the bridal party and the expenses that come with that, with really personal grooming to a large extent, which women tend to spend a lot more on than men.
Yes.
Which is problematic for everybody. Like, I mean, I don't like it any more than you do.
I mean, you just don't see men going in for bikini waxes, do you?
Not
I mean,
often.
It just doesn't
Not
matter.
Often, although perhaps Cormac should try it.
don't assume.
Well.
Don't assume, Dina.
Okay, you know what? This conversation is taking a strange turn, so I think we might leave it there. Tina, as always, it is a joy to speak to you. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is etiquette expert Tina Koumarianis. And let us know what you think, 251551.